It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Let's listen in on this conversation at 79 Wistful Vista before we begin tonight's story.
Who do you think is more important in a family, Molly? The mother or dad?
Oh, that's a loaded question if I ever heard one, McGee. But let me see now. The mother has to bring up the children, but dad has to bring home the bacon.
Kind of a fielder's choice, eh, Gil? Well, it sure didn't stump the Prudential Insurance Company of America. I guess that's why most people consider the Prudential's family income plan nothing short of a stroke of genius.
Come to think of it, you're right, McGee. It certainly does provide for both the bacon and the children.
Let me explain it this way. You see, the family income plan is just the ticket for parents with growing kids. If anything happens to dad, the Prudential would send your family a regular monthly check, all during your youngsters' growing up years, money they'd need for groceries, a roof over their heads, and clothing. And that means mother wouldn't have to leave them and go to work. She'd be right at home with them, giving them all the care and consideration children just naturally need.
That's right, dearie. And because this plan covers the family during the youngsters' growing up years, its cost is lower than you'd think. Ask your Prudential agent about a family income plan tomorrow.
When Mr. McGee accepted the post of chairman of the Auxiliary Finances Committee at the Elks Club, it turned out his job was collecting pennies from 93 weighing machines scattered all over town. The collecting took 2 days, and the dining room table at number 79 is piled high with copper, as Mr. McGee says.
No, Teeny, no, absolutely not. You can't have any, no.
But why, Mr. McGee, why not? Why can't I have some?
Because all these pennies are for charity. The Elks Club is going to use this money for the benefit of a lot of underprivileged kids, Teeny.
Oh. Hey, what's unprivileged mean, mister? What is an unprivileged kid, huh?
Well, underprivileged means, well, it's a kid that hasn't got any money. Or...
That's me.
Hmm?
That's me, mister. You picked the right kid.
Oh.
No money. So can I have some pennies? Can I, please? A hat full?
No. You're not underprivileged at all, Teeny. That's not what it means.
But you just said...
I didn't mean you. Now, look. This money goes into the Little Shavers Fund at the Third National Bank as soon as I can get it down there. And this summer, then, we use it to pay for summer camp for a lot of poor kids. See?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, I betcha.
Yeah. There's 19,342 pennies there.
McGee, you'd better knock off the gab fest with Teeny now and get those pennies down at the bank, hadn't you?
You hear that, Teeny? His master's voice.
Yeah.
First thing I gotta do is get something to put all these pennies into.
Well, it would be a lot easier if you had them wrapped in rolls of 50 instead of just piling them there.
Oh, no. After the way old man McDonald rousted us out of his dad's red at Third National Bank yesterday when I asked him to have the bank count it for us, not me, I'm taking them in there loose.
Oh, well, it just seems
Let
to
McDonald
me.
Spend all night tonight checking these pennies one by one if he wants to. I and Doc Gamble and Les Nelson and Wimp spent all last night counting them.
Say, how about that old valise of yours to carry them in?
Oh, I need something bigger than that. Like, hey, I know. How about that gunny sack on the back porch?
That ought to do.
Yeah, I'll go get the gunny sack. You can shovel the money in while I hold the bag.
He's always doing that, isn't he? He's always holding the bag.
Yep.
Boy, this bag is heavy. Got me bent over like a sapling in a high wind. Wish we could have found a parking place closer to the bank.
Well, it isn't much further.
19,342 pennies must weigh. I got it. Neck of the bag was slipping out of my hands.
Well, now be careful. We're almost there.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hi, Oldtimer. How's Tricks?
She's fine, Johnny. But don't say nothing to Bessie.
Huh?
She thinks I quit seeing Tricks when us two got engaged. Speaking of Bessie, what you got in your bag, son?
19,342 pennies, Oldtimer.
19,000 pennies? Say, that makes a lot of sense, Johnny.
Yeah. I'd laugh, but I can't spare the wind. I got to get these pennies into the bank here and
paper,
get them.
Mister, get your gazette here. Paper lady?
No, thanks, Sonny.
Where? Oh, gazette, get your gazette. First with the latest news, gazette.
Hey, look at who's coming out of the bank, Johnny. Old man McDonald.
That old fiscal fossil. I wonder who stuffs his shirts.
He does. And it puts quite a strain on the buttons, too. Oh, hello, Mr. McDonald.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. McGee.
You're just the guy I wanted to see, Mac. We got all these pennies that you wouldn't have counted for us yesterday. Counted. $193.42. Here, take them.
Not here on the street. Take them in the bank.
I better set it down a minute.
Careful with the sack, McGee. I think it's...
Hey, watch it, Johnny. The bag's leaking.
What?
Oh, McGee, it's splitting open.
Oh, set it down quick. No, run in the bank with
it. Hey, grab them pennies. Head them off.
Oh, dear.
Hey, miss, pennies. Keep your pennies out of my money, Buck. Hey!
There's more fun with the McGee shortly.
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
Yes, what have Viceroy's got? The answer is 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. That's right. Inside every Viceroy tip is a vast network of 20,000 individual filters to filter your smoke over and over again. You get only the full, rich taste of Viceroy's choice tobaccos. And Viceroy's draw freely, smoothly. So the next time you hear this question,
what have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
You know the answer. 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. No wonder more people smoke Viceroy's than any other filter tip cigarette in the world. Get Viceroy's today. King size filter tip. Only a penny or two more than cigarettes without filters.
McGee, what are you doing standing up there in that newspaper stand while we're gathering up the pennies you spilled?
Somebody's got to keep an eye peeled that nobody takes off with the proceeds. Hey, you, Newsy.
Yeah? Oh, this sure is a fine mess. You're raining pennies all over everything, including the box where my customers throw their money.
Well, how much did you have in?
How do I know? This is a cigar box, not an electric cash register.
Oh, dear. Now what do we do?
McGee, haven't you cleared up this muddle? Get it done, man. People think there's a run on my bank.
Simmer down, high collar. Simmer down. Hey, old timer. A couple rolled off into the gutter in back of you. Grab them and... Uh-oh. Here comes the law.
Now, what in the name of Ordinance 394, Section C, Paragraph 12 is going on here?
I'll tell him. Officer, what you see here is a group of charity-minded citizens gathering up pennies so that the little poor children may have a vacation this summer.
Yay. These pennies, officer, were contributed by the generous Elks of Wistful Vista to pay for summer camp for underprivileged children.
Are you one, officer?
On the Wistful Vista Police Force, lady, we're all underprivileged.
No, I mean, are you an Elk, sir?
Officer, can't you break this up?
Indeed, I am an Elk, lady, and... Say, is this the pennies from our scales? Is this the little shaver's fund?
Yeah, sure, and I'm the chairman.
What's the difference what it's for? Let's get these people out from in front of my bank before the public thinks I'm throwing my depositors' money around in the street.
All you got to do, McDonald, is take these boxes of pennies and give me a receipt for $193.42.
Not on your signed, sworn, certified statement made on a stack of notary publics 9 feet high, McGee.
Okay, then. Molly, old-timer, newsboy. You two guys who's been helping. And you, officer, follow me.
Where to?
We're all going into old man McDonald's bank.
What?
And count every red cent of these pennies, that's what.
Oh, no, McGee, I'll take your word for it. Just give me the money. Only don't bring this mob in to disrupt business.
You're too late, Blunderbust. I wouldn't accept a favor from you now if you handed me the combination to the safety deposit vault. Come on, everybody.
Oh.
Remember, it's for charity, so don't spare McDonald's feelings.
Okay. 52, 53, 54, 55.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Mickey, have a heart. This gang of yours is spread out everywhere, so our customers can't do a thing. And you won't let me use my own desk.
48, 49, 50. You brought it on yourself. 51, 52, 53.
Officer, clear these people out of here. Do you hear me?
6, 8, 9, 12. Of course, Mr. McDonald. Clear out all of you. 14, 16, 18, 20, 22.
Oh, I give up.
35, 40, 45, 50. Extra, President of Third National gives up. 55, 60.
My father wanted me to have a respected, honored profession.
Well, you should have listened to your father instead of becoming a bank president. 79, 80, 81, 82.
Oh, why did I ever get into this business?
84. Hey, who's got any more pennies? I've just run out.
No more here.
I'm all finished.
Me too. I'm adding the totals. What have you got there?
3,784 to the penny.
Added to what the rest of us counted, that makes $194.12.
Hey, that's 70 cents more than we started out with.
See, that's right, McGee.
Let's settle for that's what I had in my cigar box.
Oh, sure. That way it'll come out even. You take 70 cents out, and everybody will just pile the rest here on the desk.
Oh, am I glad this job is over. Here?
Sure. That's it. Wait till old man McDonald comes back and sees his desk with this mountain on it. Come on, pour it on, officer. That's it.
And this is what I counted.
Good. That's it. Now somebody make out a deposit slip. Depositor, the Elks Little Shaver Fund.
I'll do it, McGee.
Coins, $193.42.
$193.42.
Yep, now at last we're done with this job.
Johnny, here's a lot more pennies I found outside.
What?
Where do you want me to put them? Oh, on this pile with the rest of them?
No.
Well, here you are, and glad to blind.
Hey!
No.
Have you, you got any idea how many pennies you just dumped on that pile, old-timer?
Not the slightest, Johnny. Whole hat full, though. Why?
Well, come on, fellas. One, two, three, four, five, six.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. This is John Wald with an invitation to music. The place is NBC, and the time tomorrow evening. The people supplying the music? Two of your favorite song stylists, Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra. The Dinah Shore Show is a delightful quarter hour of after-dinner listening to start your evening off in a bright manner. You can count on lots of the melody you want with Dinah and her friends twice a week, every Wednesday and Friday evening. And the Frank Sinatra Show, your other Wednesday and Friday favorite, hardly needs an introduction. The relaxing Mr. Sinatra has a special blend of humor and rhythm designed to charm the entire family. So make a note to hear the popular Frankie tomorrow night on NBC. And that's just a part of the big Wednesday night lineup in store tomorrow evening. There's also The Big Story, You Bet Your Life, starring Groucho Marx, and many more. You can't go wrong with a lineup like that. The best in music, comedy, and drama, brought to you by NBC.
According to my figures, we got $11.04 Canadian pennies more than we come down here with.
Where in the world did all the extra money come from?
That's what I'm going to find out right now. Hey, old-timer.
Yep, what's your problem, Johnny?
Where'd you get that last load of pennies you threw on that pile?
Oh, didn't I tell you? Got them out of your hat, son.
My hat?
You dropped it picking up pennies, McGee, remember?
Huh?
Yep. It lay there on the sidewalk looking so shabby and pathetical, people just couldn't help pitching pennies into it. And you know something, Johnny? If you stood alongside, I'd bet they'd throw nickels and dimes and even quarters.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer. MacDonald was played by Joe Kearns, and the newsboy by Dawes Butler. This is John Wall saying good night. And offering congratulations from all of us to station WSB in Atlanta, which is today celebrating its 33rd anniversary of broadcasting. Best wishes for the future, WSB.
Remember to join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.